to a town. My 6-year-old daughter, about Rosa Parks and her army of walkers, never gave up the nonviolent fight for justice and dignity and equal rights. I said, Rosa, Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks was a seamstress, I said, down from Alabama way. She refused to give up her seat to a white man one day. The bus driver, he called the cops, came in and took her away, giving birth to a movement that continues today. I said, Rosa,
Rosa,
what can I do to save the world? From the churches to the farms and all across this great land, people of all colors walking together, hand in hand. Their cup of endurance had run full over. No more riding on the back of the bus or running for cover. I said, Rosa, Rosa Parks. Walked to work in the rain and back home in the snow. They raised up their voices, letting freedom reign so. Children could live in a world filled with dignity, living out Dr. King's dream so mightily. I said, Rosa,
Rosa,
what can I do to save the world?
Rosa,
how can I stop the war?
How can I stop the war?
Rosa,
Rosa,
can one person really change the way things are like you did? Rosa Parks, like you did. Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks saw segregation struck down.
Ooh.
News of the Supreme Court decision spread from town to town.
Ooh.
People danced in the streets and sang spiritual songs to celebrate equality and our right to stand strong. Like you did, Rosa Parks. We are all human, and as the human race, we must struggle for justice and to end the disgrace. happen like Rosa Parks did. Save the world, Rosa. How can I stop the war?